Do you want to exercise, but you have a chronic condition that makes it a little difficult? Well, the North Carolina Cooperative Extension Service will talk about how you can exercise with a chronic condition in today's Food for Thought. We understand that being active and getting exercise is good for your health. But sometimes if you are suffering from a chronic condition, whether it's something like Alzheimer's or arthritis, heart disease, osteoporosis, whatever, it might be a little bit difficult. So we want to help you feel better and help you maintain a healthy weight while sleeping good, and physical activity is one of the things that can do that. Researchers have been assessing the benefit of exercise to delay the onset of Alzheimer's or dementia with people who might be at risk for developing it. If you are already suffering from dementia or Alzheimer's, it's extremely important to stay active. Taking a walk together with someone is always good. And exercise is important for the caregivers as well. Sometimes you might not want to go out and about somewhere, but you can exercise using exercise videos, or they have a lot of online videos as well. You can just simply put on some music and dance. No matter your type of condition, you need to be realistic about the activity as well as how much that you can do maybe at one time. It could be that you need to do several short mini workouts. Make sure that you're wearing comfortable clothes and shoes that fit well and are made for exercise. Making sure that you're taking the temperature into consideration too. And it's always important to stay hydrated. If the individual has trouble walking, it could be they just need to do simple tasks, maybe around the home. Use a stationary bike or use some exercise, you know, balls or resistance bands, or even just lift weight. If you are suffering from arthritis, flexibility exercises such as stretching or Tai Chi can keep your joints moving, relieve stiffness, and give you more freedom of movement for everyday activities. Strengthening exercises such as weightlifting can help you maintain or add to your muscle strength to support and protect your joints. And your endurance exercises make the heart and arteries healthier and may lessen swelling in some joints. Try low impact options such as swimming or biking. And don't forget to exercise the different parts of your body. Don't just always be working on the same muscle group. If you have any type of chronic condition, it's always important to talk with your healthcare provider before starting a new physical activity regimen. But if you are suffering from something such as diabetes or heart disease, you know, losing weight by being physically active as well as eating healthy can make a big difference. Even just losing 5 to 7% of your body weight can make a big difference on your blood sugar. There are a lot of different easy ways you can be more active, even if it's just getting up and moving during TV commercial breaks, walking around when you're talking on the phone, taking more steps by parking further away from the stores or your office if you're working. Don't think that you can't be physically active. And in fact, a lack of physical activity can worsen such chronic illnesses such as heart disease, because it can, exercise can help lower your blood cholesterol, can help lower your blood pressure. Being physically active is one of the most important things you can do to keep your heart healthy. Adults are recommended to get 150 minutes of physical activity, moderate intensive physical activity per week. That is 5 days of 30 minutes. Your heart is what keeps your body running. As you grow older, there are going to be changes in the heart and the blood vessels. Those are normal. But certain things are caused by disease. So making healthy choices and being physically active is just one of those. If you are suffering from osteoporosis, again, your bones and muscles will be stronger if you are physically active. Those weight-bearing exercises which force you to work against gravity, such as walking, jogging, or dancing, even just 3 to 4 times a week are best for preventing osteoporosis. Try some strengthening and balance exercises too, which will help you avoid falls, which could cause a broken bone. We hope that you are able to be physically active no matter what condition or chronic illness that you might be suffering from. And if you need more assistance or more information, the local cooperative extension office in both Person and Granville counties are here to help. Thanks for tuning in this week.